Welcome to the Ministry of Living on the Edge with Chip Ingram. We trust that the upcoming message will inspire, encourage, and motivate you to apply what you learn as you live out your faith in Christ at home and at work each day. At the end of the message, you'll find information on how to contact Living on the Edge or obtain additional resources. Now, here's Chip.
When I was in high school, I visited a young gal. She was a couple years younger than me, and I went over to her house and to meet with her and her mom. And as I walked in, you know, small talk, there was a picture on the mantle of a very good-looking guy and had a military uniform and his hat on and a smile. And I just casually said, "Well, who's that?" And her face really changed, and she goes, "Well, that's my dad." And I thought, "Well, did I say something wrong?" And her mom said, "Well, you don't understand. That's her dad, but he's been missing in action in Vietnam for a number of years now. And so we're kind of in limbo. We pray every day that someday he'll come back and I'll have a husband and she'll have a dad, but we just don't know." And as I got to know that girl, I saw the incredible deficits that occurred because the gaps of a missing in action father. I mean, she had needs to be loved and encouraged and to know what it looks like to be cherished, and that just wasn't there, and her mom had the same kind of needs. And I've researched the family quite a bit because I grew up in one of those dysfunctional kind of families. And my dad was a very good guy, but he was a passive dad. He was a great athlete, and he was a very strong man. But my mom ran everything in our home. My dad couldn't even pick out his own clothes. I remember one time sitting later in their marriage. I was in, I think, high school at the time, and I came back, and he was just really ticked off, and he'd been there all day. And I said, "What's wrong?" He goes, "Man, I'm hungry." I said, "Well, is there no food in the refrigerator?" He goes, "Well, yeah, but Marty's not here to fix me a sandwich." And I thought, that's pathetic is what I thought. But you would be shocked at how many marriages and how many homes where the men are missing in action. And by the way, don't feel like if you're a guy here, God, "Oh, why did I come today? This guy's going to slam me." I am not. I'm compassionate. What I want to tell you is there is a profile, a picture in Scripture of what it means to be a man that delivers.